When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints.
Hallelujah.
And I will always sing your praise. Here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, O God, for your faithfulness. We give you praise for your fatherly love over our lives. We thank you, Father, for your provision. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for supernatural help when we don't even know that you are there. We give you praise, O God. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you for this new week. It's going to be a beautiful week. It's going to be a week full of amazing love, amazing gifts, amazing answers to prayers that have been prayed in the past. We declare that the week comes with fruit. Bible says that you daily load us with benefits. So we declare that the benefits of this week perfect every day in the name of Jesus. We receive the benefits of every day. Ale makoso, zanderiba shata. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Could you go ahead and thank God in your own words this evening? Could you go ahead and give him praise in your own words this evening? Could you go ahead and open your heart before your Father and tell him how much you love him? How much you love the Father? How much you love what he's doing? Woo, glory to God. How much? Oh, we love you, oh God. We thank you, O God. We appreciate you, O God. We enthrone you, O God. You are everything. Maraba koto leba kaloroso. Lenderege dosho makara kototo lebranene. Mando riba sopre anzo bradosha. Kaya la kata ya la gados. Emaraka tayende. Lembreketeye bakatoya lavandu. Zubrendele brandele brande ki barakata. Zele mako suprende. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We love you, oh God. Marakebe keto koto. Rabasumpradosh. Lakataye lembre. Rabasumprokoto. Lekete neketete. Lakosokoto labakende. Chevre kita lago do dova dozo. Ola mrana na shinele kia. Rakiba koso kata le maronto. We give you praise, Jesus. Lena na nosu mana na subaragadosa. We give you praise, O God. Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is right in Christ Jesus. We give him thanks because this is his will. That we give praise, that we thank him, oh, that we lift him from our hearts. So we thank him tonight, hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him for his mercies. We thank him, oh, glory to God. If not for the mercies of the Lord, everything would have been wrong. Everything would go wrong. But because of his mercies, we are not consumed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his love for us. We thank him. Maramatoto le mototo. Le kotolo bokotolo bokoto. Andala basuprende. Jara bakire ketele breketele. Thank you, Father. Come on, I know God has been good to you. I know that there are things in your life that you would like to say thank you concerning. Could you use 1 minute of this time to say, Father, I thank you for that thing. Hallelujah. Mention what that thing is. And say, Father, I give you praise in the midst of chaos, in the midst of crisis, in the midst of disappointment. In the midst of things not working the way we expect it to work, in the midst of all of that, you have a testimony. Hallelujah. You've got a testimony. Can you thank him for that testimony? Can you say, Father, I thank you for that car. I thank you for my health. I thank you for the provision. I thank you for protection. I thank you, oh God, for answered prayers. I thank you. For that connection. I thank you for that friendship. Come on, go ahead. Just thank him for that thing that you are glad, that your heart is gladdened about. Go ahead and give him praise tonight. Oh, Baruch Hashem Toleboso. Is it your husband? Go ahead and thank God, for that man. Is it your wife? Go ahead and thank God for that woman. Is it your children's health? Go ahead and thank God. Malama koso. Lembre kite lebro kototo libra nasha. Rada 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 yakata. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mandalama subrodoso. Zele keto bakaso bredesh. Rada 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 ke yeke reke sukotola. Mandar kedeka russo prodosha. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Lama kaso kete. Libo koto labakande. Ranania, ranania, ranania. Rakata ye koso koto. Lembro kosha mako so prende. Lambro koto. Oh, we give you praise, O God. God is forever faithful. Forever faithful. Forever faithful. Tonight, hallelujah, tonight we're going to be praying We're going to be praying tonight. But before we do that, I'd like to speak to us. One of the major things that we need to understand that God is fond of doing is the fact that God always have an agenda. He always has an agenda. And his agenda is not surprising. His agenda is before that thing came upon the scene. Before you and I were born, the agenda of our lives was being released in heaven. Before you and I came into reality, God already knew us. Bible tells us that. He already formed us and he knew us. He knew our beginning and he knows our end. He knows how things will turn out for us. So it will be an error that we now come upon the scene in the reality and we decide to go about our own business and not bother about the one who has created an agenda that we must work in. Let me say something to you. Until we walk in the agenda that God has created, there will be turbulence. Until we walk in the agenda that God has created, there will be trouble. Until we walk in the agenda that God has created, there will be unhappiness. There will be instability. All right? Because there is a place we ought to be that we are not. The agenda of God is a place. The agenda of God is a vision of what our life should look like. So until we stay there, we might not. Come on, now listen to me. We might not be able to touch the very essence of why we exist. The same thing goes for nations. Hallelujah. Yeah, the same thing goes for nations. Nations are born with an agenda, not a man-made. A man can craft out places. Like in Nigeria, some states were crafted out by the present governor or government at that time. You know, they created more states. We used to have less than 36 states, and then, you know, we now have that, you know. But the truth is that in as much as there was creation, there was already a name given to a particular geographical location, a large mass of a land. So let's use Nigeria as the nation today. Let's use United States of America. Let's use Canada. Let's use Australia. Let's use Asia. Let's use any of those countries as one of the major places, as major things that God has given birth to. I'd like you to know that space that has a name has an agenda. Now, the enemy also has his agenda. But remember, the enemy did not create anything. Rather, what he does is that what has been created, he finds a way to abuse it. Glory to God. So what I'm saying to us tonight is that the will of God is important either in our own lives or where we are located. So you cannot just carry your bag and say, today I am going to so-so and so place. If you are not supposed to be there, there will be turbulence. And then if the country that God has given birth to also is not executing the reason why it exists, there will be what? Turbulence. That's how these things are. So let's read the scriptures. Let's read the scriptures. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So these things are important in the hand, in the heart of God. Let's use Jesus as a classic example of what I'm talking about. At the time Jesus was born, there was trouble in the land because Herod heard about the fact that a king was going to be born and the king was going to take over, you know, and he didn't want that. So he just wanted to kill every baby born at that time. And thank God for the hearing here of Joseph. Bible says that the angel spoke to Joseph to take the baby out of the land to another place. That is specific. As in, take the baby away from the land where they want to harm the baby to the place where I have prepared. But you know what? When they got to the place where they believed God had prepared, there was no room. Is it not looking like trouble? There was no room. I mean, if you ask me to go somewhere, won't you also create a room for me? That's how we think. But what is important is the instruction. Instruction is very important. Sometimes the fact that you are going through trials and temptation is not that you are not in God's will. Yeah, it's not that you are not in God's will. Like it said, it could just be a testing, it could just be a trial. And you must pass it. You must pass it by faith. You must pass it by action. You must pass it by how you live your life. So there will be times whereby things are not going the way they should go. What you should do is that you should pray and ask God for wisdom. Especially if you know that, I'm in the right place. I believe this is what God will have me do. You understand what I'm trying to say? Then the next thing to do is to pray and ask for wisdom on, okay, what's going on? What do I need to know that I don't know? Those kind of prayers are very important. So concerning the nation, sometimes you pray for a nation that is going through turbulent times that God should, you know, just end the suffering, end the disease, take away the authorities that are over the nations. But God is saying, no, I won't do that yet. Because what we need to do now is that this man needs to be there to see the salvation of my children. You know, but we don't know that. So what do? We begin to pray that the Lord should take away the authority, but God is not interested in that part, and that's the reason why the wisdom of God is important in every matter. Yeah, the wisdom of God. Let me give you a classic example. Another classic example is Joseph. Bible makes us understand that he was put in the house of Potiphar as a slave. Joseph is the most admired favorite of his parents. And then he was sold as a slave and put in the house of Potiphar. Listen to what I'm about to say now. Now, his prayer in the house of Potiphar might have been, Lord, rescue me from being a slave. But you know what happened? He became the head of all the other slaves, like a promotion, still as a slave. And from there, he landed in jail. You know what that means? From fry pan to fire. And when he got to jail, that was where brightness, light, revelation, illumination came. Why? Because by interpreting the dream of the butler, what happened was that he got to the palace. And when he got to the palace, he was able to do the same. And when he did it, he was moved from a slave. At least, you know, see how God does this thing. God brings a man from a land that is known to an unknown land as a slave. And in that land that he does not know, that is unknown, he becomes an authority there. From slave to becoming an authority. See how God does these things. So at each point,
he might be praying that I don't want to be a slave, so God, you know, redeem me from being slave. And then he got into prison, and the next thing is, oh Lord, I need to leave. You know what I'm saying? So those are the kind of prayers we pray. But God has seen the end from the beginning. Klolo koto la kasata. He has seen the end from the beginning. So that end is important. And that's the reason why the destination of every individual or any nation must not be aborted. You must get to your destination. Say amen. You must get to your destination. You must get to the place where God intends that you get to. You must reach your destiny. Your destiny must be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your destiny must be what? Fulfilled. Hallelujah. Could you lift up your hands where you are and give God praise tonight? That my destiny will be fulfilled. My destiny will be fulfilled. It doesn't matter how my life has been. My destiny will be fulfilled. I will fulfill destiny. I will not die full, but I will die empty. Hallelujah. You die empty. You empty all that God has given you to bless humanity with. You empty it upon humanity and then you go. That way you will be fulfilled in life. I pray that every one of us achieve purpose. That we achieve purpose. That we achieve purpose. Hallelujah. That's very important. That we make it as God will expect us to. That we stand in the place that God has called us to, so that we might fulfill the agendas. Ah, hallelujah. So that's the reason why when every time we pray, it's better to pray more in other tongues. Why? Because the things you are praying about, you don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. So they pray, when we pray in other tongues, this is the reason. Because the person you're praying to already has everything open before him. It is us that we are searching and investigating and wanting to know whatever it is that God has in front of him. It's like an ant. When you stand on the floor and you see an ant moving, the ant is going to maybe sugar, going to a biscuit, you know, and all that. But you are standing and you are looking at where the ant is and you are looking at where the biscuit is. You can see both the biscuit and the ant. That's the same way it is with us. God is seeing us and is also looking at the future, our future. He's looking at our destination. He's looking at how close we are to fulfillment. Hallelujah. This is interesting. This is interesting. So I want us to pray for ourselves. Then we pray for the nation. So the same prayer point for both of us. That's what we're going to be doing tonight. Same prayer point for both ourselves and the nation. Let's go to Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeremiah. Always classic when I read it. I always love it. Glory to God. Woo! It says in Jeremiah chapter 1, it says, verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to me. Hallelujah. Saying, just like the word of God is coming to you tonight, he says, and saying, this is very specific. It says, before I formed you in the womb, before I made you, before your father and your mother came together to conceive you, it says here, I knew you. Yes, I knew you. I knew the spirit that I was making. Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, it says that let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So when he was making your spirit, because it was your spirit he made, when he was making that spirit of yours, he already identified the kind of agenda that would go with that spirit. Hallelujah. So he says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. before you were born, before you ever came on the scene, before you ever came on planet Earth, before at all and at all, like they gotta say, I sanctified you. I ordained you. All right? Now, don't be carried away with the prophet thing. Just be carried away with, I ordained you and I called you. You are called. Listen, every child of God has a calling. Yes. And we all have one common assignment and specific assignment. One common assignment to every believer is the fact that we are all called to reconcile men back to Christ. All right? That's one assignment all of us have. So in case you're here and say, no, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a pastor. That's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about the calling of God for every believer. Every child of God has an assignment from God. Yes, and the assignment is reconcile men to Jesus. Use your life, use your words, walk to people, bring them to Jesus. All right, the specific assignment will now be maybe reach out to prostitutes, reach out to the homeless, reach out to plant a church. You know, all of those things now come, a pastor, an apostle, all of that just comes in along the line. But there's a general and a specific that we all must give attention to. Very important. So that's why I said, don't bother about the word prophet. It's the prophet here just shows that you are called. You are called. All right? A prophet is called of God. A pastor is called of God. A teacher is called of God. An apostle is called of God. Whatever you call, whatever name, you are called of God to do that assignment. All right? So that's why I said that there's assignment for every believer. He says, then I said, ha, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. And that's an excuse. All right? But before we go into the excuse, we need to understand that we are what? Called. And we must fulfill that call. If we do not fulfill the call, there will be turbulence. And even while we are fulfilling the call, there will be tests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. There will be tests. So you need to note this. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you go ahead right now and pray concerning your own self, that you fulfill God's purpose where your life is concerned, that you fulfill God's agenda for your life and destiny, that you do not miss what God is doing in this season for your life, that you do not miss what God is doing and asking you to stand into or for. I need you to pray for yourself. You must not miss God. You must not miss God. You must hear God clearly. You must hear God supernaturally. You must hear God. You must have an encounter with the Spirit of God. You must know what to do per time and per season. You must rise up to the occasion that God called you to, God brought you to, God wants you in existence. Glory to God. Marakata Lemborokosha. I fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. I make a presence. I make a presence where God wants me to make presence. I make my presence known in the places I ought to be. Oh, barakate alabasum prenosha. I fulfill destiny. Amarundo lakataya labosa. I fulfill the purpose of my life. The major reason why I was born, the major reason why God created me, I find it and I walk in it. I walk in every part of all that God has called me to. I walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I walk in it. I walk in it. I fulfill my part. In the name of Jesus. Alakuso kotola bakante. Lembrokuso frede kishanda. Lemarakatele bakasaka. Lekoruto libarakateya rabosa. I fulfill my calling in the name of Jesus. I declare that all that God has called me to do, I do. I do, not grudgingly. I do. Ke la makatole marakatonse. Lemfete lefiti lafanto. I do, knowing that I would fulfill and I will satisfy the desires of the Lord. I do in the name of Jesus. I see what he wants me to see. I hear what he wants me to hear. I walk to where he wants me to go. I'm led to where he wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, I fulfill the plans and the purpose of God for my life. I fulfill God in me. In the name of Jesus, the power of God in my life shines. The power of God in my life shines. I make a way where there seems to be no way. Obaronsa nakataya labrakiteya. I make the way. God calls every one of us to an assignment to open doors. To open doors. Ekila makaso kenta. To do the things that every other person might even have rejected. God calls us to stand in places for him. Limarakitala. That's a purpose. That's a calling. Rama shimbene gedosu. Zanta liba rakata lakuso predishe. So we declare tonight that we walk in the consciousness of God's assignment for our life and destiny. We walk in the consciousness of what God will have us do per time and per season. En anoshima katosa. Sometimes an assignment starts the year, and then you are on it, and before the end of the year, that assignment changes. God gives you another assignment because he knows that you have been faithful with one. He knows that you've been able to fulfill one. And let me say something to you. Every assignment, kelima kosokente limbre kitaya lakaso vanto libarosa, has a deadline. Listen to me. I said every assignment that God has given us has a deadline. So sometimes the Lord gives you an assignment this minute and he wants you to start doing it, but you are dilly-dallying, not knowing that you ought to start, or you are even not accepting the call yet. All that period while you are still dancing around, the time is counting. The time is counting. The time is counting. The moment you realize that you ought to do something for the Lord and you now decide to start to do it. Now, sometimes the time has gone and sometimes time can be redeemed. But other times, that assignment is specific because that assignment is like a day. Every day starts and every day ends. When one day ends, another day comes. That day has gone forever. Limaro kotoya labosa. That's the same way an assignment could be. That assignment has gone forever. That's that day, that event, that time has gone forever. So what do you do? You speak to the Lord that you're ready and the Lord gives you another assignment. But there was one you ought to have done. Now there is mercy for people. There is mercy for us. When we miss it, we always find mercy. But I like you to know that the most important place that you and I can be is to walk in the perfect will of God for our lives and destiny. And then we're walking on time. We're walking in time. We are working with the Lord. Could you lift up your voice tonight and say, Lord, I walk with you. Ooh, hallelujah. I walk with you. I walk with you. I fulfill what you want me to fulfill. I walk with you. Lemarande regetoka. Rakatatatatatande. Lambrokoto leborokoto. Indele marakashataya. I walk with you, O God. Inanasu marokoto. Enderi barakata lakata yaragadoso. I walk with you. Anamashimeregedosa. Akutokoto koto leketere. Lembarabasumene. Zumbranosha.
In the name of Jesus, I walk with you, O God. Lemaranda, for my life. I walk with you, O God, for my destiny. I walk with you, O God. I fulfill you in my life. Lemaramborokoto, Rakishamborokoto, Leketi Lekete, Rama Sumpredoso Kata Yelegedosha. I walk with you. Oh, Marababa. Oh, Nagada. I walk with you, O God. Lemaruso Mata Liberia Dasha, Shantayala Kirekete. Lakusonko tula bakere gadoso venonoso madara lenda nashuna nagaya lakasa kataya lakasa endoruso kuto lamba nuko shibere lenda nasu madodosa. Oh, I walk with you, O God. Emoruko to yere gadosa lakashata yele gadosu manadoso enanasu makoto le gadosa. I walk with you. Emoron shimananasi lekete lekiso koto laba kusondo. I walk with you. Emaruno no inanashara bakata yala bakata enanosu menoru koto yele gedeke ala kusoko toye gadisha gadasa makendele gadosa rakiba sumpranoso enanosu nanda lagaduso makara gadosa egegegege igararara ranana shimana sumenanosa lakuzonto libradasa ekanda igadosa rakerererererera ena mama manda libarakataya eyeleleleya ranana sumana makete yarabados e barakata leboso mazuvrando la bosha rakibarabasu mena rigadeshi leketekete. Come on, walk with the Lord. Oh, ledishe negedosa, we walk with you, O God. Maramasu menenese leketura gadoso beiradosa erabaso leyala ranana shimana nanana ekeregedo sukata yalabaso lamboruso rakataya lamaramanosa enanoshimene nanoso leketerere ekarabasu mananosha. In the name of Jesus, I walk with you, O God. I walk fulfilling purpose. I walk fulfilling your agenda. I walk in anoso manta legadosa. I'm led by you in the name of Jesus. I'm led by you. Oh, Ramakasha, na, enenia, na, so koto yeregadosa. Alabakutu, kutu, yende yige yagadasa, yagadi yagaduso. Ramanuso, fede di, yabaka. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Liba ramana nanana shinenene keyenge. Yakata, yakata, yakata. Lamborokoto lebarokoto. I fulfill destiny. I die fulfilling destiny. Anano shalada desa. I live fulfilling destiny. Andorokuto lakuso prodosa. Amanike degedopsa karagadopsa. I make life a kira masivi kiti kiti kiti. Yandudu yakata. Leko sufradosha manda lagadosa. Maramasu predoso bregadesa kata. Le maranda lagadosa. Yikete legeto rokoto lokodoso. Bakusha bakata ya lakasi geregedeya. Ramasu predoso bragadara. Indi. Yandaraba shata yaraba shata la bakotola e maramba ruko shiva raba da kadiye la kusu katula makirige dege ligerege dosa rana na shimama mama rakataya la kasonto raba sufre doso vrandele bosha. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God.
prayers like this. That's why we say it's a prayer of intercession. You don't pray it one time and you feel that you're there. You keep praying it. You keep praying it. Hallelujah. That's what we do with prayers like this. We pray it again and again. We pray it declaring. We pray it hopefully. We pray. Halakashina lagadosa. We pray deciding that until we fulfill those things that we are praying in tongues concerning, we won't stop. We won't stop until we see the answers of the things that we are tabling before the Master. We won't stop. We won't stop. Hallelujah. So that's the reason why intercession is important, because a lot of times prayers like this are not prayers you pray one time, prayer of faith. No, it's a prayer of intercession. It's consistent, continuous, until, hallelujah. Now we're going to be praying for the nations. Hallelujah. I want us to use Nigeria as a point of contact to other nations tonight. Yeah. We thank God for what happened in Nigeria recently. We thank God for the outcome. And we thank God because we know that by the result, by the reason of what happened, there will be supernatural changes. Hallelujah. There will be physical changes. There will be changes as a result of not being satisfied, and no one wants more damages or anything. You know, so there's a possibility that even our leaders are presently in fear. There's a possibility to that. But it's not important. Wherever they are, it's not important. What matters is that the Lord influences things for the sake of his children. Bible says in Timothy that we should pray for the kings. We should pray for those in authority. We should pray for them so that we, the saints, can live a quiet life, a peaceful and a quiet life. That's what Bible says. That we may live a satisfying life, basically. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray for nations, and we're going to pray for their president, using Nigeria and President General Buhari as a point of contact. Hallelujah. Are you ready with me tonight? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mandari gadosha gada gadosa. La koso frandole yadishiba gadese. Landere ketola kataya lagadesa. Zanta tatata leparanta. Leko shibara katosu. Fente leba kataya. Lenge de ketura kata. Leko sukoto labakansu. Krato lebra kataya. Lembroko shibara batala bakataya. Zibaroko tolebra kataya. Mako sokoto lokoto lokoto ambaraka shibarakata eleke sukoto lebarakatande re no. In the name of Jesus, rabako sokoto lebarakatande regedesh ramako sokata yegedoso manana kataya. We pray for Nigeria using kelima rakatola lamboro koto libarakatosa. Using Keramoso Kata Yeregedosa, the event that has turned things around, that will turn things around, we declare by the influence of the Spirit of God, the Kadoso Bakata Legedosa, Nendarakato. We pray for Nigeria in the name of Jesus. We pray Kalakotola Gadesa. We pray Kanason Frenderosa. Using Nigeria as a point of contact to every other nations all around the globe. We declare peace in the name of Jesus. Come on. We declare the peace of God that passeth all understanding reigns in all of the nations in the name of Jesus. We declare, Barakatosa, that every unrest begins to rest in the name of Jesus. Every unrest begins to rest in the name of Jesus. I said every unrest begins to rest in every nation. Kala kosoka, lakata le barakato bregende legedosha, Makata yenda, African nations, every unrest begins to rest. International community, I say every unrest begin to rest. Ekaraka tola bakato, embaraba shembere yedosa. Lekatoya Gadosa, international countries, I declare that every unrest begin to rest. Ekayarakata yebarakata emarosa. Every plans and strategy of the enemy fails in the name of Jesus. Ena koto karakata. Ena nashima nananasa. O garoko to lakata yeregedosa. I declare the name of Jesus. Ere moroko toro kotonto le eregedesa. Lambarakata. Era mashima ragadosa. Endoruto ala kata yeregedese. Lambarakata yeregedosa. Makoto bakato. Makoto bakato. Lambarakata. Marabaso frederegedosha. Raki barakato. Enere da doshimara da dosa, rakiba katande de kedosa, makoso fredo robosha, rananana, 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 eteria da gada gada gado, rakabarakatara da sombra dosa, de kesu frodosha, in the name of Jesus, arokoto, rokoto, de karaba suprande rebosha, Raki barakata ya rakantu, era baso prendo rusha makata legedosa, in the name of Jesus, andarakato legedosa, lakoto labakata ya ragadosa, enanashimana, enanashimana, ero do 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 do, arabakata ya ragadosa, lekoto lekata ya ragadosa, makorogo, Raki barabasum pranoso, zanta yekata ya ragadosha, raka barabarabarabarabara, enanasumanto leboso, rokoto rokoto, rokoto rokoto, nekera bashiba kataya, ranamoso koto lega ragadesa, landa rakata yeregedosa, ramasum pradoshe keregedosa, Rama koto lekete le brakata, rana shimene, rano no sofre de 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 de. Raba ba 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 ba. In the name of Jesus, ala koto koto parakata ya, rama sumporosha, ere neke rakata ya regedese, lankuto koto rukoto rukoto, rama shimana nana simene nosu, la koto. Labrakata yeketea, ranana shimara kato, ogoro kotoro koto, ramakata yalabasi menenene, shimara nosu, shimara nosu, ele borokoto brokoto, ele borokoto brokoto, ramashimara nana, ekele kasakata lagadosa, ramasuprodosa, Rabeshiberere, ala koso koto le marande, rikata ya rabasum prenoso, in the name of Jesus, ala masu kere gedosu kedele kusoko, rakashiba rakata ya gadara gadosa, in the name of Jesus, ala masu menanoso, ananoso makata ya ragadesha, Rakiva sokata yalamando, roboro, rokoto, rokoto, enana shinene kinene, andaragada sakata yalabasubreya, ramasumbranonos, akata yakata yakatata, enenene shinene shinene, enoronoso nono kuntolo bronosa, lananashe, rananose, Eke yeke lege lege yara gadaka. Raka ta 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 ta. In the name of Jesus. Aro no no sumono no 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 sumono. Rana na shine ne ki ye ne 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 ina. Andara dasta. O baroko to Enarana shinene kirege dorokodopso. Ranana simeno sukata yegadosh. Orakata yaragadosa. In the name of Jesus. Arakata yaragadosa. Ekeneno sumondo dokotor. Ekeranana shimanana. Enanania rakate. Oh, we worship you. Enana sumono kotoya ragadosa. Lakanta yanana. Lakanta yanagana. Enereke yereke yereke yereke. Ramakoso kata yegadosa. Ramashimanana subradosa. Lekorosa. The nation nakarosa. The nation rises up. The nation rise up. They fulfill their destinies. They fulfill their place. They fulfill all that they have to do, that God has called them to do. Their name answers for them. Enanashimanagadosa. La tere gedosa. Inanashimana manana. O barakata, enene shimeke rogodos, e kamana bako sofrados, nigaregados, nikotola makata yarabas nana, sumbrodos nigadas, in the name of Jesus, araba, anana kata yarabakata yarabos, rama sumbrodos shikere, rama mama 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 mama. Enana shinenoso, ala kata yarabasum prenosa, ere, ala bakata, enonoso monto lembra nasa, lekete, enono shimama ninana, enono kutoto, e barakata, yarakata, arabasum pronosha. In the name of Jesus, Arakata Yarabasumana, Enanashimana Manono, in the name of Jesus, Arakata Yarabasum Predosa, Ekelamasum Pronoso Kata Yana Nase, Jana Mata Labanta Devoroko Tolebra Nasamande, Rinanana Nayana Nayana Nosa, O Barosa. Ekanabasa, come on, Asia, fulfill purpose. In the name of Jesus, African nations receive and fulfill purpose. In the name of Jesus, the United States fulfills its purpose, especially now that it's going through its elections. We declare, Nekaramaso, that Obaro Kataya, Rakataya, that God's hand is in the election in the name of Jesus. That God's hand is in the elections in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baroka Taya Labosa, that things are done accordingly. Things are done according to how God will have them be. In the name of Jesus, we declare in Canada, Lana no Sokataya Labosa, Ramakota Levarosa. That Canada fulfills its mission. It fulfills its purpose. Presently, as it's allowing a lot of people come into the nations, we declare La Coto La Bosa, that things are fulfilled accordingly. That God's agenda for Canada is fulfilled. God's agenda for Australia is fulfilled. God's agenda for Africa is fulfilled. God's agenda, Kela Makosa, Ramatulamba Rakataya, Lengedoso Kotolosa. Come on, give it your best shot. We're rounding up very soon. Enanasha Magadosa, Rakita Tata Tata Tayene, Lembaro Koto, Arabasu Prendadosa. The nations are called to fulfill purpose. We declare in the name of Jesus that every nation fulfill its own purpose, its own agenda of God. It fulfills it. In the name of Jesus, it fulfills it. It fulfills it. In the name of Jesus, what God will have done, we declare that it is done. What God will have done in every nation, it is done in the name of Jesus. Lemarakataya Labosa. Nations are rising. Nations are rising. Nations are rising. Ekaya Baba. Sokoto Labakante. Lengerum Sokoto Libradande. Ramason Fredo Shinagadosa Katayagadosa. Nations rise. Every nation in need of healing gets healed in the name of Jesus. They get healed. This season we declare it's God transforming nations. All nations coming together to walk together. Nations coming together to fulfill purpose together. Nations coming together as the agenda of God. We declare peace in every nation. Peace in every nation. Peace in every nation. Hallelujah. Peace in every nation. Rakebo kotolo boso. Makata lakata leke toronko. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 16. I'm going to read this and then we're going to end tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with your Bibles or a device or something? Come on, go ahead, open Isaiah 16. Thank you, Father. Oh, bara ba 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 ba. Shibere getoro kotosa. Thank you, Lord. Arise, shine. Oh, medodo dosa. Every continent, I say arise, shine according to the word of God. Every nation in Africa, we declare that you arise and you shine in the name of Jesus. We declare that you shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. We declare in the name of Jesus, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, United States. The Lord will arise over you, Australia. The Lord will arise over you, Asia. The Lord will arise over you, Africa. The Lord will arise over you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will arise and his glory will be seen upon the nations in the name of Jesus. Come on, Gentiles shall come to the light and kings to the brightness of the rising. Oh, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you, oh, from everywhere. Oh, nations, help comes from everywhere. Sons and daughters that belong to the nations are rising. They come from everywhere in the name of Jesus. Then you shall see and become radiant. Hallelujah. And your heart shall swell with joy. Hallelujah. Come on, joy in every nation. Joy in every nation. Peace in every nation. Abundance in every nation. Wealth in every nation. In the name of Jesus. Come on, the multitude. Verse 6. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. We declare development in every nation. Rakaba sokoto eranosa. They shall bring gold and increase and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Come on, development in every nation in the name of Jesus. All the flocks of Kedar shall gather together to you. The rams of heaven shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Hallelujah. In an verse 12, for the nations and the kingdom which will not serve you, which will not pay you, which will not friend you. We declare in the name of Jesus. Ekana makotola. Regedoso maradosa karaba raba. Perishes in the name of Jesus. And the nations shall be utterly ruled. Manana katoya. Because they turned their back where help was needed. In an ocean, Akadosa, they turned their back. Lakotura Kataya Lagadosa, Nekorodosa. Verse 14 says, also the sons of those who afflict you shall come bowing to you. I declare this in the name of Jesus for every nation, every king that is that has a hand in an Oshokata Yara Gadosa Obarosa of oppressing its nation. We declare in the name of Jesus that such kings Obarosa, they are ruined. Such kings, le karabako tole marananoso, enanoso katayada baso, they begin to bow down, and all those who disperse shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall come to you, the city of the Lord, enanashinanda nekadoso, rakibarababa. I will make you an eternal excellence, says the Lord. A joy of many generations, says the Lord. Glory to God. Indeed, of bronze, I will give you gold better than you have been. Restoration. Come on, shout restoration tonight. There will be restoration in every nation. Violence shall cease in every nation. The sun shall no longer be the light, but God himself will rule his people in the name of Jesus. Verse 20, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall end in the name of Jesus. Also, your people shall be righteous. Yes, there shall be righteousness in nations. Righteousness, men and women of God represented in every nation. In the name of Jesus, Kalamakoto, Lengeruso Kataya Ragadosa, Emorokoto Rokoto, Emorokoto Rekete, Lananana Shimana Makondo, Ekereso. God is saying a little one amongst us shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. We declare this. Come on, give God praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. He has spoken from his word. Give him praise tonight. Lama rakata yaregadosa. Ekeregedosa. Mandara kataya rasa. We give you praise, O God. Give you praise for the declaration of Isaiah 16 over the nations tonight. We declare in the name of Jesus that there are great manifestations in our midst, in our midst, in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, we give you praise. We give you praise. God is faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Tonight we say thank you. Tonight as your people, we say thank you for the things that you're doing in the nations, for the things you're doing amongst us. We say thank you. For everyone, Ekaroso, that is here tonight praying, interceding, I declare that also Koto Yarabosa, and also that you reward them, that you keep them, that you empower them, Lekaroso Kata Yengaragadosa, that you open their eyes to dimensions in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, that you give them a word even in this season for their lives. Oh, Barosa Kante Legedoso. Oh, that they are helped in the name of Jesus. I pray for the nations, that the nation is peaceful, that the nation, oh, Garoso Katola, is developed. The nation, Enana Shimana Makotola Baso, Edadosa, find favor amongst itself in the name of Jesus. Things that are not good, they become better. They become better. Everything not working begins to work in every nation. In the name of Jesus, Your power is seen upon the nations, upon every land, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Come on, give you praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are God and there is none like you. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. You will do what no man can do for all the nations around the globe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for praying tonight. Woo! An exciting time we've had there. Beautiful time we've had there. But we know, Bible says, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I speak to you that you know and you do exploits. You do exploits in the name of Jesus in this season. Our nations do exploits. Oh, Baruch Torah, no, no, sure. Righteousness shall not cease, but righteousness shall increase in every of our homes. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 All right. I want to state an announcement. From next week, Sunday, we're going to be having prayers from 8 p.m., not 9 p.m. anymore. All right. So that it would allow a lot of people come in. And then also it will allow a lot of bodies to be awake. All right, so for those not in Nigeria, abroad, I want to believe that also should be okay for you, hoping that you'll be in church at that time. I want to believe that it's a middle line, just 1 hour behind our 9 p.m. Rather than 9 p.m. now, it's going to be, you know, backward. All right, so for those outside the country, I believe this should be okay. It should be okay. That'll be about 2 o'clock for you. I believe that should also, you know, match up. All right, so let me know if that's okay with you. But I want to believe so. Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and have a great week. Yeah, the great week. A great week filled with testimonies. Love you guys.
With a thankful heart and a song of praise, we've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done, and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart, with a thankful heart, and a song of praise. Come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up
our praise, and we lift up our sacrifice to you, Lord. We offer our prayers and we offer our lives in gratitude for all you do. We worship you with a thankful heart, with a thankful heart. We will give you praise. You've been so good, covered us with grace. You have been our strength
in a time so dark. So we worship you.